With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a very good person. Mr. Trump is standing behind Kennedy following yesterday's contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Kennedy told senators the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was clearly headed down the wrong road.
I would like to address the recent shakeups at CDC. These changes were absolutely necessary adjustments to restore the agency to its role as the world's gold standard public health agency with the central mission of protecting Americans from infectious disease.
Kennedy says the CDC bungled its response to the COVID pandemic, calling its policies disastrous and nonsensical. How'd the job market do in August? We'll soon find out. The government about to release last month's employment report. Speculation it may show a continuing slowdown of the job market. Russia's leader says niet to EU security proposals for post-war Ukraine.
President Vladimir Putin spoke at a forum in Vladivostok, Russia, just hours after European leaders again pledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force in Ukraine. Putin says any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine before a peace agreement is signed would be considered a legitimate target by Russian forces. Putin also dismissed the idea of peacekeeping forces in Ukraine after a final peace deal, saying no one should doubt that Moscow would comply with the treaty to halt its 3.5-year military operation in neighboring Ukraine. He adds that security guarantees will be needed for both Russia and Ukraine. I'm Charles DeLavezza.
One American was among the 16 people killed in this week's streetcar derailment in Lisbon, Portugal. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 30 points. This is SRN News. Young people are going to church.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that for the first time in decades, members of Generation Z and millennials are actually attending worship services in higher percentages than their elders. Both cohorts are going to church about twice a month on average, which is much more often than at any time since the two generations came on the scene. Barna says, quote, younger adults are showing spiritual curiosity and a desire for belonging. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would let Texas residents sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000 has been passed by lawmakers and sent to the governor. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters hail it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Lawmakers agreed to cap the award for most people at $10,000, with the other $90,000 to go to charity. This is SRN News. The families of some of the children who died at Texas's Camp Mystic during catastrophic flooding 2 months ago are expected to join Governor Greg Abbott for a ceremonial bill signing. Several bills that aim to improve safety of youth camps won final legislative approval this week. A nagging groin injury sidelines top WNBA star Caitlin Clark for the rest of the year.
Clark on Thursday shared a statement on social media saying, quote, I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season. Clark added, quote, disappointed isn't a big enough word to describe how I am feeling. She was injured late in a July 15th game against the Connecticut Sun and later sustained a bone bruise. Clark averaged 16.5 points, 8.8 assists, and 5 rebounds in her second WNBA season. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.